Everyone, very much for joining us, and we dedicate our learning this morning to Iwi Nishmas Meir Ber Ben Ruvain, father of our dear friend Bill Ferrer. His neshama should have an elevation and should rise to higher levels in Gan Eden in the merit of our learning Hashem's Torah. And we have a tremendous privilege this morning to begin learning Masechta Pesachim. Masechta Pesachim is the Masechta that deals with everything connected to Pesach. Bedikas Chametz, getting rid of Chametz, not having benefit from Chametz, not doing any work on Erev Pesach, not getting a haircut after Chatzos, Minog, not to do any work at all on Erev Pesach. And Korban Pesach, of course, Pesach Sheni, for those who couldn't bring Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. They were too far on the 14th of Nisan. They were too far from Yerushalayim. They were Tamei. And then finally, at the end of the Masechta, the issues of Seder night, Matzah, Maror, Hallel, and all the wonderful aspects of the Seder. The name of the Masechta, again, is Masechta Pesachim. And presumably, simple explanation why it's called Pesachim is because this is the Masechta that deals with two Karbanos Pesach. It deals with Pesach Rishon, the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, and it deals with Pesach Sheni, the makeup Karban Pesach that would be brought on the 14th of Iyar for those who were impure or too far from Jerusalem to bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Just to share a thought about the word Pesach. We know that in the Torah, this holiday, Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of the Matzos. In our prayers, we say Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of the Matzah. But yet here, in Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, the Mishnah, and the Gemara, it's called Pesachim, the holiday of Pesach. So why in the Torah is it called Chag HaMatzos? And why is it not called Pesach? Why does Hashem call it Chag HaMatzos? Why doesn't Hashem call it in the Torah Pesach? So two answers are offered by Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev of blessed memory. Pesach is the time of tremendous love between Hashem and the Jewish people. We have a custom to read five Megillot, five scrolls. On Purim we read Megillat Esther, on Shavuos Megillas Rus, and on Pesach Megillas Shir HaShirim, the Megillah of the Song of Songs. The Song of Songs is a love story, the love between the beloved and her lover, which are symbols of Hashem and Kol Yisrael, Hashem the Jewish people. So Pesach is a time of strong relationships, the strong relationship between Hashem and the Jewish nation. So when there's a good, warm, loving relationship, you don't want to say things that'll make the other person feel bad. You want to be sensitive to somebody's feelings. You can see it in the word Pesach. You can the Kabbalists divide the word Pesach into two words: Peh, a mouth; Sach, which is conversing. It's all about the power of speech. So you want to be careful with your speech. The Jewish people, unfortunately, only brought Karban Pesach that first year that we left Egypt. After the first year in the desert, we stopped bringing Karban Pesach because, as we learned back in the Masechta Shabbos, the northern wind wasn't blowing, children were being born, and for Bris Milah, you want to have the northern wind to help heal the child. So they weren't doing Bris Milah because it would be dangerous. And the Torah tells us about the Karban Pesach, Kol Ore Lo Yochal Bo, anyone who doesn't have a Bris Milah cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. So we were not actually offering Karban Pesach. For 39 years that we were in the desert, we did not offer Karban Pesach. So if Hashem, who gives us the Torah is what we are learning throughout the time that we were in the desert, if Hashem would be referring to the holiday as Pesach, it would be hurtful to us. We're not fulfilling Pesach. So that's why in the Torah, Hashem doesn't call it Pesach. When you get to the book of Yoshua, you have the Pasuk of Mimachras HaPesach. After the Pesach, that's when they start eating L'chadash, they start eating the new grain. Because in the book of Yoshua, then Hashem tells them, "Asei lecha charvos tzirim, make the knives and do the bris milah." So then they started doing Korban Pesach. Once they're doing Korban Pesach, then Hashem's happy to mention Pesach. He doesn't want to make us feel bad. But in the Torah, Hashem doesn't want to make us feel bad. That's why he just calls it Chag HaMatzos. That's one explanation Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev gives. Here in the oral Torah, the Mishnayos, and the Gemara, we're very proudly fulfilling the mitzvah of Korban Pesach for many, many centuries. By the time Rav Yehuda HaNasi writes the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda HaNasi completed the Mishnah around the year 188, which is a good 130 years or so, 110 years after the loss of the second Beis HaMikdash. We had had many, many Korbanos Pesach in the first Beis HaMikdash, and the second Beis HaMikdash, in Mishkan Shiloh, and the Mishkan of Gilgal, and in Nov and Givon. So at this point, we're happy to call it Psachim. We're proud of it, and nothing for us to be embarrassed about it. But another explanation of why we call it Psachim and Hashem calls it Chag HaPesach, and Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, is that Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev says that in a good relationship, each party focuses on what the other one does. So it's not what I do for my wife, it's what my wife does for me. And she focuses on what I do for her. So Hashem Yisbarach, he says, look at what Klal Yisrael did. Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of Matzah. Because matzah is the symbol of the tremendous loyalty that the Jewish people have for Hashem. Hashem tells us to leave without provisions, and we go without provisions. As the Navi said, Zacharti la chesed urayich, ahavas kulosayich. I remember for you the love of your youth, the kindness of your youth, the love of your marriage. Lechteich achrai bamidbar. You followed me into a desert, the eretz lozru'ah, to a land that was not planted. We didn't have provisions. So what? So we took some dough on our back and went out into the desert. That's why it's called Chag HaMatzos, the taking of the matzah. That was such an amazing, amazing display of loyalty to the Almighty. Klal Yisrael, we're not focused on what Hashem did for us. We're not focused on what we did for Hashem. Chag HaMatzos, we're focused on what Hashem did for us. So Klal Yisrael, we call it Pesach. We say Psachim. Because Hashem jumped over our homes and saved us when he hit the Egyptians with the death of the firstborn. So in the Torah Shabbat, and the Oral Torah, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara, we call it Psachim. Look what Hashem did for us, Pesach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his Torah, he says, look at my Klal Yisrael. Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of the matzah. The Jews followed me into the desert without provisions, just with some dough, and the dough quickly rose. I call it Chag HaMatzos. What a privilege that we get to learn Masechet Psachim. One of the great Hasidic rabbis, Rabbi Naftali of Rapshitz, before every Yom Tov, he would prepare for the Yom Tov by learning the Masechet of the Yom Tov. Because he said, when you learn the Masechet of the Yom Tov, all the inspiration of the Yom Tov, all the Oros, all the Neshamos, all the souls, all the messages of the Yom Tov, they're all in the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos of that Yom Tov. So now to merit to learn Masechet Psachim, to experience this amazing relationship with Hashem, that Hashem trusts us and is appreciative of what we do for him, doesn't want to hurt us with anything he says, and that we're appreciative of what he did for us, and that we have so much love for him. That's what we will hopefully merit to feel through learning the Masechet Psachim here in the Daf HaYomi together with all of Klal Yisrael as we begin Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Masechet Psachim. Ashreinu Natov Chalkeinu Umana'im Goraleinu. All right, so the first daf is going to discuss the word or. We know that the word or means light. But what does it mean when the rabbis use it? When the rabbis say or of a certain date, light of the 14th or light of the 13th, does it mean the night when the light is ebbing? Or does it mean the morning when the light is ascending? That's going to be the topic of today's daf. In rabbinic literature, what is the meaning of the word or? So again, Mishnayos, as is their style, Mishnayos normally go in the order of a day. Think about Masechet Shabbos, begins with Friday issues, and then Friday night issues, and then Shabbos day issues. So we deal with the Yom Tov of Pesach. We also start with the order of the day. Let's start with the first thing we have to do for Pesach. The first thing is to check the house for chametz, what we call Bedikas chametz. That's the Mishnah is going to teach us. Before Pesach, you have a mitzvah to check the house for any chametz, for any leavened product. any product from the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, that has mixed with water and fermented, thereby risen, that becomes chametz. It's souring dough. It's chametz. The Torah says, "Lo yirar lacha sa'or b'chol gvulecha." Hashem said, "You cannot have any chametz visible in your home. You cannot have any chametz found in your home." So Masechet Pesachim begins with the mitzvah to check the house to get rid of all the chametz, as the Mishnah, or la arba asar, or of the 14th. What does that mean? We know that l'halacha means the night of the 14th. We'll see the Gemara has two explanations. Or al arba asar, the let's call it the light of the 14th. Both kinesa chametz, we check for the chametz. Because as Rashi says, we want to fulfill the mitzvah, val yiroa val yimatze, get rid of all the chametz that shouldn't be found. So we have to check the house to find all the chametz. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. So, Masechet Pesachim, daf Beis Amud Aleph, or al arba asar. On the night of the 14th, or the light of the 14th, both kinesa chametz, we check for chametz, the or aner, to the light of a candle. The Gemara will explain, we don't use the light of the sun or the light of the moon. We use the light of a candle. We don't even use the light of a torch, because a candle is a very direct light. It's a focused light. And we want to get into the cracks and the nooks and the crannies. So we use the light of a candle. So again, the Mishnah begins, daf, Beis Amud Aleph, or al arba asar, at the time of Or of the 14th of Nisan, both kinas hachametz, we check for chametz, l'or aner, to the light of the candle. All right, where do you check? Says the Mishnah, kamak b'shem achnizim bo chametz, ain't tzarich b'dika. Those places that you never bring chametz into them, you don't need to check for chametz. Let's say we lived on 317 Booth, so there was an attic. The only way to get to the attic was to pull down a trap door. We never went up to that trapdoor. So Badika's chametz night, we didn't have to go up to the attic to look for chametz. That's not a place that you'd put chametz there. No one ever goes there. So a place that you'd never bring chametz to, you don't have to check. You have to check the places that you might bring chametz to. So now ask the Mishnah, we know that if you have a wine cellar, there's an argument about where to check. You have to check two rows worth of barrels. An argument where those two rows are. But why is a wine cellar a place where they bring chametz to? Who's eating in a wine cellar? The Mishnah now asks this question. We are on the third line of the Mishnah. Uvame amrushte shuris pamarte. And where did they say two rows of the wine cellar? And to the Mishnah, the wine cellar is also a place where they bring chametz to. Makom shemachnisim chametz. The wine cellar is a place where they bring chametz to it. I guess so. So Rashi explains why. Because in those days, as we know, as we're going to see many times in the Masechta, they would eat on little tables like we have here in this room, with little couches, and they would recline on the couch, and they would be masubin, and they would eat off of the little coffee table in front of them. They'd have waiters going from table to table, serving. So what happens if they run out of wine? So the waiter can have in his hand a tray filled with chametz, with cookies, or borekas, or pita with hummus, bread. And they need more wine. So he goes down to the wine cellar when he's still holding his bread. He might put his bread down on a barrel, fill up his pitcher with wine, and come back to serve the wine to the people eating. So therefore, the wine cellar is the place that they bring chametz to. So again, Mishnah says, when did they say that you have to check two rows of barrels in a wine cellar? Because it is a place where they bring chametz to it. Because the waiter is going to go down to get more wine, and he's going to go down with his bread. Now, talking about those two rows, which two rows do you check in the wine cellar? Beisham, I say the two rows in the front of the entire cellar. The two outer rows, Shehinu Elyonos, which are the top rows. In other words, you have a row of barrels, and on top of it another row of barrels, and then another row of barrels next to it, and then on top of that another row of barrels. So basically he'll say you have to check the two outer rows, the top row and the next top row. And the barrels inside, we don't assume that the waiter ever went there, so you don't have to go check there, because that's not a makom shemachnisim bo chametz. That's not a place where they bring chametz. Okay, so now again, the topic of today's daf is the definition of the word or. We know or means light, but what does it mean in rabbinic literature? What do the rabbis mean when they use the word or? Do they mean the night, they mean the morning. And of course, they're going to be learning from Tanakh. So how do we find the word or used in Tanakh? Yeah, Izzy, a question. Yes.
But the Torah continued, lo imatze.
That's right.
If it's only yira'eh, so I can read it in the thing behind the
bottle. Okay, so Izzy asks a very nice question. The Torah says, lo yira'eh lecha chametz. You cannot have chametz seen for you. But what that means is, it can't be in a place where it would be seen. It doesn't mean that you can't, you can just close your eyes, put a blindfold on, and that's it, you're covered. No. It can't be in a place that it could be seen in that place. Okay, let's start with the Gemara now. Again, the topic of today's daf is the meaning of the word or. My or. What is the meaning of the word or? Rav Huna Amar Nagi. Rav Huna says it is morning, illumination. Rav Yehuda Amar Leili. Rav Yehuda says it is night, which is, of course, the halach. The halach is that or l'arba asar means the night of the 14th. But according to Rav Huna, it means Nagi. It is illumination. It means morning. Says the Gemara. So again, according to Rav Huna, when the Mishnah says Or L'Arba Asar, means you check on the morning of the 14th. When you have Yehuda, you check on the night of the 14th. Because that's what we thought to say. The one who says illumination, Nagi Mamish, it literally means illumination. It literally means the morning. The one who says it means night, Laili Mamish, it literally means the night. So now Meisvei and the Yeshiva, they challenged these opinions. First, the Pasuk, where Yosef sends his brothers. The Pasuk says, Yosef sent his brothers from Egypt back to Canaan, Haboker, or it was morning. So presumably when you have the Pasuk that says Haboker, then it says or, it's probably just saying it was morning, it was or. In other words, or is a synonym. It's repeating the same thing. It was morning, which is means it was or. In other words, or is morning. Anashim Shulchun, the people were sent. So Alma, doesn't this Pasuk show you, or Yamamahu, that the meaning of or is that it's a synonym for Boker. It's saying Haboker in the morning. In other words, in Or, the people were sent. That means Or is Boker. Or is a Shem Davar. It is the description of something. It is the noun of morning. The Pasuk says, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. Niksiv, does the Pasuk first say Ha'or? The Or, which is Boker. It doesn't say Or first. It says Haboker. It says the morning. Then it says Or. Then it says or. What does it mean, Haboker or? It means light. It doesn't mean day. It means light. It means illuminating. It's like saying Tzafa Nahar. The morning was getting brighter. The morning was being filled with light. Or here is not a not a noun. It's a verb. Haboker in the morning. Heir, there was illumination. And then the brothers were sent. Why would the Torah tell us this? So just as an aside, this is to teach you Derech Eretz. It's the way, teach you the right way to live life. The right way to live life is to be safe. Those are two things that are dangerous. To travel at night is dangerous. There are thieves around at night. There are wild animals, jackals, wolves around at night. So I'm going to read him a Rav. This is like the lesson of Rav in the name of Rav. You should always come to the place you are staying in on your trip when it's daylight, and you should go out when it's daylight. In other words, if you're traveling, you should come to the hotel or the inn that you're staying in when it's daylight. Daylight is called Kitov, as in the Pasuk, Vayar Elokim Saor, Kitov, Hashem Saor, it was Kitov, light is called Kitov. You should come into the inn when it's daylight, and you should leave also when it's daylight. You shouldn't be traveling at night. You should get in before the sun goes down, and you should only leave after the sun is showing some light. And that's what's happening here. Haboker or, as it was morning and it was getting more illuminated, and the brothers went out, because they would only go out when it was daylight. But it's not saying that the definition of boker is or. Bor, one word for it is boker, another word is or. That's not what it's saying. It's saying in the morning, so it's getting more light, the brothers went. All right, Meisvei, another challenge from the boys in the yeshiva. Another pasuk. Again, we're trying to prove, what is the meaning of the word or? Does or mean day, or does or mean night? Pasuk says, Ucha or boker, Yizrach shemesh. I'm like, the light of morning, the sun will shine. It's referring to the reward of the tzaddikim in the world to come. It'll shine for them like the light of morning. So doesn't it mean, Mama doesn't mean like this, or Yamamahu. Saying like this. Like or is Boker. In other words, you have or and you have Boker. These are synonyms. Or, morning. And that's what's going to be when it'll shine for the tzaddikim. So Gemara says, no, Miksiv, does it say or, which is Boker? It doesn't say that. It says Uche or. It says a Vav and a Chaf. Uche or Boker Ksiv. And like or of Boker. Well, Gemara, this is what it means. Uche or Boker Bolamazah. I'm like the light of morning in this world. Like the morning is illuminated in this world, that's going to be like the shining light for the tzaddikim in the world to come. So again, it's not a new definition of the word or, but rather it's saying, just like when the morning begins to shine, namely Alos HaShachar, even before sunrise, at dawn, you begin to have some light. So just like when the morning begins to shine in this world, in the next world it's going to be clear, like the full sunrise for the tzaddikim. In other words, in the world to come, the sun, the light is going to be very strong. So even just the beginning of the light of the sun, even just the beginning, the dawn, which in this world is still a dark time, and that world is going to be fully illuminated. So that's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is not saying that or is boker. It's saying, like the light of the beginning of morning of this world, in that world, it's going to be clear like sunrise at that time. Or at the time of the beginning of light, it's going to be as clear as a full sunrise. All right, Mesa, they challenged this discussion with another pasuk. The pasuk says at the very beginning of the Torah, "Vayikra Elokim la'or yom." So, presumably the way to read that pasuk is God called, in other words, he named light day. So if or is yom, obviously or is yom, Alma or Yamamahu. So that means that the meaning of the word or is day. No, it doesn't mean that. This is what it means. L'meyeruva. So that which is becoming more illuminated, kreo yom, he called day. But not that or means day, not that or is a synonym for day. Or is meir, producing more light. And at the time of producing more light is daytime. Really? Elameata, if that's the case, then from now, when the pasuk says, velachoshech karalaila, and to the darkness he named it night. That's a simple meaning of it. Are you going to say the same meaning? L'machshichuba, to that which is becoming darker. Kara laila, he called it night. That when it's getting darker, it's not yet night. It only becomes night once the stars come out, once it's fully dark. Elos the Gemara says, no, another explanation. What does it mean? Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. Hachikam, this is what it means. Not that God called it as in naming it. He called to it, and he gave it a job. Hashem called the light. Come here, light. Upakte amitzah diyamama. And he ordered it to serve by day. It's Hashem has light that comes out of him. He took this light and he called it. He said, listen, this light of mine, you go during the day. And when there is the physical light, the spiritual light from Hashem should also be glowing. And what does it mean? Hashem summoned, Hashem called darkness. And he ordered it to take care of the night. And that darkness should be serving during the night. But not that Choshech is a synonym for Laila. They challenge this conversation from another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hallelujah, praise God, kol kochve or, all the kochavim of or, all the stars of or." So where do you have stars, by day or by night? Stars at night. So it must be that this is saying that or is night. Alma or urtahu. So that's a proof that or is night. This is what it means. "Hallelujah, praise God, kol kochavim me'irim." All the stars that illuminate, all the stars that give off light. Not the stars of night, the stars that give light. Really? So are there some stars that give light and other stars that don't give light? And only the stars that give light praise God? Elamehata, then from now, Kocham Meir Mudubai Shabuchi, the stars that give light are the ones that have to praise. Shein Meir Lobai Shabuchi, the stars that don't give light, don't need to praise. Well, except the verse says, Hallelujah, praise him, Kol Tzva'av, all of his hosts, all of his ministering armies of heavenly beings. Ella rather, Hakamashman, is what the Pasuk is saying. Hallelujah, Kol Koch Be'or. Praise him, all the stars, not all the stars of night. Praise him, all the stars. And I guess praise him with their light. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the stars have light. So, Or de Kochav Nami Orhu. The idea is that even the light of stars is considered light. So what does that help us, that the light of stars is light? L'may naf kamina? What's the difference? Now, on the very bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, Lenoder Min HaOr, the person makes an eder that he's not going to get any benefit from light. So does that mean he can't get sun benefit? He can get benefit from the stars, though? No, he can't get benefit from the stars either. The time is limited by Sahanoder Min HaOr. Somebody made a vow that he won't get any benefit from the light. Asur Ba'oron Shel Kochavim, he's not allowed to get benefit from the light of stars. Okay, again, we're discussing this question. Is or day, or does or mean night? Yeah, question, is he?
I don't think it's necessarily a loophole of the or can give us evidence that lila is or is lila. Because I will come to the or mean the kohabim
appearing. Okay, good. That's the answer of the Gemara. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Gemara saying, right? Thank you. Okay, amazing. They challenge this conversation with the following pasuk. Iyov says, La'or yakum rotzeach. At the light, the murderer gets up. So it sounds like, you know, during the daytime, the murderer, he kills and he steals. Yiktal ani ve'evyon. He'll murder the poor person and steal from them. Uvalayla, but at night, the murderer is not going to kill, he just wants to steal, so then he can get up, then he's like a burglar. So now, the pasuk is contrasting. It says, La'or yakum rotzeach, and balayla yihi kaganav. So now it's turning beis amid beis. Hamid HaKamer says, the pasuk says, V'alayla yihi kaganav, and at night it'll be like a burglar. That means that the earlier pasuk, the earlier part of the verse, La'or yakum rotzeach, is that that's morning. Alma or is yamamahu. So or is day, and it's not laila. So you see that or is day, it's not night. Says the Gemara, no, hasam over there, hachikram, this is what it means. Something else entirely. This is the famous law in Masechet Sanhedrin. If somebody breaks into a house, can the homeowner kill the intruder? We have a rule generally that a man's allowed to kill, people are coming to kill him. Habal har gacha, someone's coming to kill you. Hashkeim, get up earlier. Har go and kill him. He's a rode, he's a pursuer. So what happens about an intruder? Is an intruder a pursuer? Is an intruder considered someone coming to kill? So that's what this pasuk is saying. It depends who's doing the intruding. If a regular thief is breaking into my house, yeah, he's coming to kill me. I can kill him. But if chas v'shalom, a father is coming into a child's house to steal from the child, the father would never kill the child. So since the father would likely not kill the child has no right to go kill the father, because the father's not coming to kill him, therefore the child can't kill him. Hassan, this is what that pasuk is saying. Hachikam, yipshitulach milsakin ahoro danafashis ka'asi. Same with this. Or, if it's clear to you like light, that this guy who's coming into your house would kill you if he can't get to your money easily, you can save yourself by taking the life of that guy. If it's clear to you like day, you can take his life. But if you're unsure, like night, you're not sure what he's coming to do. Is he coming to steal, or is he coming to chas v'shalom kill? He's after all a father. Maybe he's a grandfather. He has a love for you. So then, if it's night is dark, you don't see things clearly, and consider him just like a regular burglar. The guy's coming for money. You have no right to take his life. You can't kill him.
Do you have to call him also if it's not clear that he's going to kill
him? Correct. If this matter is something that you're unsure about, like the night, you're not sure about things, things are dark. Then view him like a regular thief. So again, the pasuk's not trying to contrast Or versus Lila, to say Or is day and Lila is night. It's saying, no, if things are clear like Or, that's one thing. If things are unclear, that's a different halacha. But it's not saying that Or is day. They say, a challenge you from a pasuk in Eo. The pasuk says, Eo was all upset about his life. He's cursing his day of birth. He says, Ini alayla hu, that night, he galmud, should be orphaned. Yechshechu kochvei mishpo, the cloud, the stars of his night should darken. Yekav l'or, he should hope for day, he should hope for light. And it shouldn't come. Right? You know, they're just saying, let the day just go black and never have a sunrise afterwards. I shouldn't have that day again. Let him not see the sparks of morning. Let that day never come back again. Right? He was all upset about his fate. He believed in fate, a certain date. That's the determining of the horoscope. Let that day darken and never come back again. So, if it says Yikav la'or va'ayin, he'll hope for or and it wouldn't happen. So what does that mean? Hoping for what? He's hoping for day. Alma or yamamahu. Again, you see a proof that the word or is a synonym for day. So he says, no, doesn't mean that there or is day. Awesome. There, as we've been explaining. Mele du dekalai ve'iyov l'mazalik. Iyov was cursing his mazel. Amar, he said, maybe Hashem's will that this person should hope for light and the light never come. In other words, he should just be in darkness. It's not saying that the day shouldn't come, the light shouldn't come. He should just be in darkness or just in a sleep and never see anything else. We're not talking about day. May I'll challenge you in another pasuk. David HaMelech says, Omar and I said, Achoshech Yishufeini, that only darkness will be dark for me. But instead, Velayla Orba Adeni, night was light for me. So he's saying night became day. Alma Or Yamamahu. That means that Or, day, Or is the meaning of the word Yom. Yom is Or. Right? He's saying, I thought darkness would darken me. But instead, the night became my day. Isn't he saying that? No. He wants to know, Hasan, that's not what it means. Okay, Karma David, this is what David is saying. I thought, only darkness will darken for me. In other words, even in the world to come, which is really compared to day, the world to come is normally the time of reward. But I thought that because of my sins, I would have darkness in the world to come. But now I see, no, I did tshuva. Since I did tshuva for the sin of sinning with Batshev, I was forgiven. Even this world, which is compared to night, Or ba'adeini is light for me. This world is illuminated for me. Hashem is showing me light in this world too, even in the world of darkness. All right, maybe another challenge. So this is a conversation. What is the meaning of the word or? We have a Mishnah now. We have Psukim from Torah, from Leviim, from Ksuvim. Now we get into a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudah says, both can you check for Chametz or Arba Asar at the or time of the 14th, namely the night of the 14th. And then you do another check, Bar Basar Shachris, the 14th in the morning. And then you do another check of Mishasa Biur. You do another check when you are destroying the Chametz, when you're burning the Chametz, middle of the day. Right? It's either that you do three checks, or he means to say you can do one of three checks. But either way, Midah Gerama Rebuta, for the Mekhi Midah says, both can or Arbasar. There's one check at the or time of the 14th. And then there's another check, either another option or another obligation of the Arba Asar Shachris, the 14th in the morning, Alma Or Urtu. So you see that the meaning of the word or in rabbinic literature means the night. It's not morning, clearly. Shnami, no, that's a proof. Okay, says the Gemara further. In the yeshiva, they challenge Rav Baisa. Raisa says, "May masay arba asar asar basiyas malacha." In those places where they have a minhag, where they have a custom, not to do malacha on erev Pesach. Asks the Raisa, "At what point, from when, on erev Pesach, is there this prohibition of doing malacha?" Reb Lezer Omer Mishasa, or Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov says, "From the time of the light." And you don't rishas ani tzacham. You just says from when the sun comes out. Amalei Blazer ben Yaakov Yehuda. Blazer ben Yaakov says from Yehuda. Mechichem etzinu yom. You're going to say it's only when the sun actually comes out. Where have we ever found a day? Shemitzasu asur basiyas malacha. Don't be part of it. You can't do malacha, namely from sunrise in mitzasu, but before sunrise, amud hashachar, when it's still day. But your basiyas malacha, you're allowed to do malacha. Amalei, so Yehuda said back, Huasma yochiach, Erev Pesach itself has that distinction. Shemitzasu amud hachilas chametz. Part of Erev Pesach you can eat chametz. Shemitzasu asur hachilas chametz. Part of it you can't eat chametz. Since Rabbi Yehuda says at the time when you can't do malacha in those places where the minhag is not to do work on Erev Pesach is from sunrise, Alma or the Kamar Rabbi Ben Yaakov or Tehu. So that means when Ben Yaakov says you can't do malacha from the time of Or, he means the night. No, something more alone, maybe not. My Or Amud HaShachar. What does Rabbi Ben Yaakov mean when he says you can't do malacha from the time of Or? It means you can't do malacha from Amud HaShachar, from dawn. Yachiv, if that's the case, the Gamalei is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov challenges Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Hey, Echam Atzinu Yom Shemitzas Amutar Basiyas Malacha Umitzas So Aser Basiyas Malacha." How can you say? How do you divide up the day? How is it possible that only from Netzachama, only from the sunrise, can you not do malacha, but before that you could do malacha? Where would you see such a thing? What do you mean? Name it Yulin Avshay. He himself has such a thing. You can light up the Kasher. He himself allows you to do malacha at night. It's only from Amud HaShachar that you can't do malacha from. I said, no, Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Achikam. Rabbi Ben Yaakov is saying the following. Bishmal Didi, according to me, that I'm saying that starting with Amud HaShachar, starting with dawn, you can't do malacha, you can't do work on Erev Pesach, those places that have the custom not to do work. Ashkechon is the Kapalgir of Anabin Yimam Lelaila. We have such a thing that the rabbis make a distinction between what is daytime, dawn, and on, and night. The time is when the rabbis said about Tana Sibor in regards to a fast day. Ad Masa Yochel Lesho said, so when can you eat and drink? Achiyal Amud HaShachar, until dawn. Even earlier you have to stop your eating and drinking. At Kros HaGever, once the rooster is already crowing, even earlier than when it is dawn. But according to you, we're dawn, you're still allowed to do malacha. It's only sunrise that you can't do malacha. Where do you see that within the daytime, within day, within the dawn, within the light period, the rabbis are dividing it. Amalei. So you just sit back. I'll tell you where we see such a thing. Erev Pesach, Ratz Miyachiyach. So Miksas and Mutter Bachilas Chametz. Miksas and Mutter Bachilas Chametz. Part of the day you can eat Chametz. Part of the day you can't eat Chametz. On second chapter, Kamalei Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Elazar. Yehuda is saying very well to Rebbe Elazar. Yes, the point of Achi Kamalei Rebbe Elazar. This Rebbe Elazar will say back to him. Amin Elcha Anam Melachad Rabbanan. I'm talking about where the rabbis are making up laws. This law not to do work on Erev Pesach is a rabbinic enactment. So rabbis make up a law, though. They're not going to divide up the daytime, only part of the daytime, the rest of the daytime not. We're going to make all the daytime uniform. Ah, Tamrit Lichametz? You're talking about Chametz on Erev Pesach? That's the Oraisa, that's a biblical pasuk. Adach Asar Rachmanim, Adach Asar Rachmanim. Hashem says that only from the middle of the day you have to get rid of the Chametz, otherwise you can be eating Chametz. Yidach, what's Yidach going to tell you? No, but the rabbis added to that. Shalos Midrabanan. Mido Oraisa, Chametz is only prohibited on Erev Pesach from the middle of the day and on. But the rabbis added 2 hours before for the prohibition of chametz. You see that the rabbis sometimes will add part of the day as one law, part of the day as a different law. V'idach, what's Rebbe Elazar going to say back? V'idach, so what's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov going to say back? He'll tell you, there you have a biblical law that already at midday, no chametz. Okay, if the Torah already says at the middle of the day, stop with the chametz, the rabbis might add. But if the rabbis are creating a law, don't do work on Erev Pesach. They're going to say, from 9 o'clock, don't do work. They're going to say all of the day. They're not going to say that from sunrise, don't do work, but at dawn you can do work. Where do you ever find such a thing? That the rabbis are making the law within daytime, at some hours yes, and other hours no. All right, going back to the question of what is the definition of the word or? Hey, Svei, they challenge from another brisa, talking about informing the Gola, informing the Jews in the exile about when Rosh Chodesh was made. You would only wave the torches on the different mountains, on Sartaba and Har Shemen. You would only wave the torches for a Rosh Chodesh that was seen on day 30. And when are you going to be waving the torches? You're going to be doing it L'or Ibor. So you're going to be doing it at the night of day 31. Salma or Urtuhu. So you see that or is night. Shami, no, that's a very good proof. that you see that or is night. Hey, I'll challenge you. We learned another raisa. Raisa says, even if a kohen is standing all night and throwing things into the fires on the mizbeach, la'ora, at the light, he has to wash his hands and feet. It's a view of Rebbe. So you see that ora is the day. Because it's in the day that he has to wash his hands and feet. Listen, ora shani. The word ora in the Mishnah certainly means by day. But the word or is where we have the conversation, whether it means day or whether it means night. And we proved that it means night. And therefore, orlar ba'asar means that on the night of the 14th, you have to check for chametz. And as the Hasidim explain, why does Masechta Pesachim begin with this amazing idea that the word or really means night? Light means night. Because the power of Pesach night is that Laila Kayom Ya'ir. That night has the clarity of day. Even though normally we'd only say Hallel during the day, from the rise of sun. But on Pesach night, Ashir Yielachem, Kalelis Kadesh Chag, Pesach night we say Hallel at night. Because Pesach night, the night, has the status of day. Ad Kan, Pesachim Daf Beis.